From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Recently, Dr. Alan Cairns began a series of studies dealing with the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. In the present message entitled The Bible's First Lesson About the Spirit, Dr. Cairns has pointed out how the person and work of the Spirit are revealed in the Scriptures. Some of the proofs that the Holy Spirit is God are seen in the prominence given Him in the Bible, as well as in the proper names ascribed to Him. Then the Spirit's divine nature is shown in the various properties attributed to Him, such as eternity and sovereignty. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, the Holy Spirit is recognized preeminently in His activity. The Spirit inspired the Holy Scriptures. He guides God's people in worship. It is the Spirit's work that draws men to Christ and applies the Savior's merits in the work of regeneration. Also, there is no service for God apart from the Spirit's empowering. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God. First, here's a devotional thought from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, God's Hornets. The text is Exodus chapter 23, verse 28. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. What the hornets were, we need not consider. They were God's own army, which He sent before His people to sting their enemies and render Israel's conquest easy. Our God, by His own chosen means, will fight for His people and gall their foes before they come into the actual battle. Often He confounds the adversaries of truth by methods in which reformers themselves have no hand. The air is full of mysterious influences which harass Israel's foes. We read in the Apocalypse that the earth helped the woman. Let us never fear. The stars in their courses fight against the enemies of our souls. Oftentimes when we march to the conflict, we find no host to contend with. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. God's hornets can do more than our weapons. We could never dream of the victory being won by such means as Jehovah will use. We must obey our marching orders and go forth to the conquest of the nations for Jesus, and we shall find that the Lord has gone before us and prepared the way, so that in the end we shall joyfully confess, His own right hand and His holy arm have gotten Him the victory.
Soldiers of the cross, shall the trumpet call
through everything, sound forth and die.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with learning your own English language to make sure that you can do full justice to the words that you come across. There's nothing wrong in spending time in good books of Bible study and Bible theology. But having said all that, you can have all the tools. And these things are tools. But they will be absolutely useless to you until you are blessed by the Spirit's illumination, by that gracious act of the Holy Ghost. You see, when you come to any other book, you sit in judgment on the book. It doesn't matter how great the author is. I have read books by great authors, and I have shocked people by saying what I think about those authors. How I could ever dare to say something about such a great literary genius. Well, you see, genius or no genius, he's just a fallible man. And when I read his books, I sit in judgment on the book. But my friend, when I read the Bible sits on judgment on me. I am not judging the Bible. I am not placing my intellect above the Bible. Rather, I come to the Word of God and I submit my intellect, my heart, my feelings, my desires, my everything to the Spirit who gave the book. And that's the only way you're ever going to learn the Bible. The only way. When the Spirit of God illuminates your heart. I've often said this, and it would bear repetition, if you want a living proof of that, all you've got to do is go into any preacher's library or into any theological library, and you'll find books in the shelves that are full of the greatest human erudition. My, they are by men who are learned to their fingertips, but they're as blind as the proverbial bat when it comes to spiritual things. I have books in my shelves, and oh, they're very interesting to tell me what the root of Hebrew words and Greek words may be, and how these words were developed and used, and all the rest of it. But when it comes to getting the meaning of the Word of God, man, you'd be in a bad shape if you were dependent on those things. There's not too much food for the soul in them. Why? Because learning is one thing. The illumination of the Spirit is quite another. We need His instruction. The Holy Spirit is active in worship according to the truth. In Exodus 31, in verse 3, we read that He filled Bezaliel. What for? For the building of the tabernacle. He filled him with the Spirit for that. The worship of the Church of Jesus Christ is not something that grows wild, or is the product of the imagination of men. So many church services with their beautiful liturgies, etc., have all been built around the aesthetic notions of men. What men think will produce a result because of the beauty, etc. God help us to steer clear from that. As Presbyterians, we have a heritage of very severe and very simple and very strict forms of worship. It's why in a Presbyterian church, now it's not true in some of your modern Presbyterian apostate churches, but then they're not worthy of the name Christian, Presbyterian, Bible-believing, or anything else. They just deserve to be called apostates. But that's why in the old Presbyterian churches, and it's true in the old Baptist churches and in the old Methodist churches, the pulpit was always right where this one is, right in the middle at the front. When I go into a church and I see that they have an altar at the front, or they have a communion table at the front, and they have a pulpit stuck away over in the corner, man, you get a very clear, graphic impression of what they think about the Word of God and what they think about preaching. They have elevated liturgy and form and ceremony to centrality in the church and the preaching of the Bible. That's just a thing that's way off on the side. Let me tell you, in Bible worship, the preaching of Jesus Christ is absolutely central. And everything else must bow to this. That's why when you come here, you'll not very often get a 30 or 40 minute music program. Now, sometimes we will give you a good cantata, and it will be scriptural enough to do your heart good. But when we have given you that, you better sit down again, because we're going to preach to you anyway. The music in this church is always for one purpose. Well, two purposes. First of all, to glorify God. That's what we want to do. And secondly, to aid the preaching of the Word. When you get to a church where the music gets in the way of the preaching of the Word, it doesn't matter how good it sounds, it's time to get rid of the music and get back to the Word. You see, the Holy Spirit directs the worship. There's a big study that I'm only going to mention. If you look at Luke chapter 4, the Holy Spirit filled the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 14 and 18, you'll read of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in Christ. The Holy Spirit in the mediation of Christ. Did you ever stop to think that when Christ was born, it was by the operation of the Holy Spirit on the womb of the Virgin Mary? When Christ started out in his ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He received the Spirit without measure. When he went to be tempted, he was led of the Spirit. When he did his miracles, he was empowered by the Spirit. He himself said he did these by the Spirit of God. When he died, Hebrews 9:14, he offered himself by the eternal Spirit. When he rose again, it was by the power of the Spirit. The Spirit in the mediation of Christ. That's a very big study. And consequent upon that, you have the Spirit in applying the merits of Christ. You see, I don't want to try to be wise above measure here, but if Christ could only obtain redemption for us by the ministry of the Holy Spirit in him, what makes people think that men can obtain that redemption in their own lives without the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit alone can apply Christ. For instance, who can regenerate? Only the Holy Ghost. Ezekiel 36:27. You've got a promise of the regeneration which the Spirit gives. A new heart. In John 3:5, the Lord Jesus spoke of the new birth as being born of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, that new birth or that regeneration is called being baptized by the Spirit into the body of Jesus Christ. My friend, this is why I say in all our preaching, in all our witnessing, we need to be praying for the work of the Holy Ghost. Salvation is not just getting men to say the magic words of the sinner's prayer. Salvation is not just overcoming men with argument in order to get them to make a decision. Salvation is the work of the Holy Spirit, whereby he makes dead men come to life, and he imparts to them all the merits of Jesus Christ, applying the precious blood for their redemption. The Holy Spirit in regeneration. He also works in sanctification, conforming us to the image of Christ. He also works in giving the Christian assurance and stamping him with security. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who convinced me I was a sinner. It's only the Holy Spirit who can convince me that I'm a saint. And my security, is it my hold on Christ? No, sir. It is his hold on me. And how do I know he's got the hold of me? Because I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13. This is our security. The Holy Ghost operates then to make Christians holy. He makes Christians sure. He gives them help, their assistance and guidance. I love the words of Romans 8:26. He helpeth our infirmities. The Holy Spirit helps us. There is assistance from the Spirit of God. There is empowerment from the Spirit of God. This comes out very clearly in the fact that He guides His people. Now, we don't want to be over mystical about this, but I want to tell you, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And when a Christian is found daily in the Word of God, with his heart submitted to the Word of God, with his mind and will open to the Word of God, and with his cry to God by his Spirit to minister Christ to his heart, then the Holy Spirit of God will minister Christ, and the Holy Spirit will guide a Christian. Beware of that strange kind of guidance that comes just like a funny feeling from nowhere. Beware of that strange kind of guidance that Christians so often talk about. Well, I feel that the Lord is leading me to do this, and I feel that the Lord is leading me to do the other thing. And they feel so many things that the Lord is neither partner nor of. Now, the Lord can direct your feelings and all the rest of it. But remember, the Spirit works through the Word. He works through the Word. Let's go to the book. Let's ask the Lord to guide us there. The Holy Spirit is also active in service. Here is something we will look at in rather more detail in days to come. The power of the Spirit in the Christian's life for service. In the book of Judges, again and again, you'll read that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Judges 3 and verse 10, for instance, you've got Othniel, the first judge. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. In Judges 6, verse 34, you've got Gideon, and he's about to do a mighty work for God. How does he do it? He's the poorest in the tribe. He's just a poor, insignificant man. He can do nothing. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Does Acts chapter 1, verse 8 not say, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you? There is such a thing as power for service. There is such a thing as an enduement with the Holy Ghost, being filled with all the fullness of His power. And that is the great necessity in the service of Jesus Christ. The enduement of the Spirit's power. He's active there. And when the Spirit fills His people, then there's always the outworking of that in demonstration. 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Paul said he came to Corinth in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Now let me be frank with you, and I trust the Lord will challenge your heart and challenge mine by this. We can talk all we like about the Orthodox doctrine of the Holy Ghost. We can have it all off pat. But let me tell you, it's not going to convince anybody until there's a demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.